this idea of contentment, of I just want to make sure I'm doing what God has called me to do. Some people even think that there's a higher calling placed on a life that's engaged in ministry. And I hear that from my students a lot, that they're less than if they're not going into a career that is full-time ministry. And I don't think that's what Jesus is saying at all as he's talking in the Gospels. It's absolutely not what calling is all about, that we are called into so many different vocations. We are called into so many different kinds of lives and places, but that we are to honor and trust him, like you were just saying, that is our true calling. How can we start focusing more on that and less on feeling like we're less than because we're not doing something that maybe our friends are doing?
Yeah, one of my favorite authors and speakers is Beth Moore, and I love listening to her Bible studies in the car because it's something that I feel like I can do when I feel like I'm stressed and I need something from the Lord that day. So she has, in one of her Bible studies, she talks about this, and she says, you know, she said, sometimes people do feel exactly how you describe, like they are less than because they may not be in ministry. But she was laughing about it, and she says, you know, sometimes I feel like God wouldn't trust me to not be in ministry, to be outside of it. Because, you know, sometimes it is a challenge. You come in contact with people from totally different walks of life, and you have to learn how to relate to them and work together and form a team. I know I found that in the medical field, and I feel like it's a great opportunity for you to be involved with people who may not come in contact with someone who knows the Lord at all. Mm. And actually has been a huge blessing for me because I grew up, you know, I went to a Christian high school and then a Christian college. And then when I went to Jefferson, it was like my really, you know, first exposure to being away from home, like my hometown in Lynchburg. But it was great for me because it really made me think about my relationship with God and why I believe the things that I believe. And do I believe that this is going to be true in my life? And am I going to live a life that's pleasing to God and, you know, not fall into the temptations like we had talked about before? And I think that that can be a great growth experience for you as a Christian, to be surrounded by people who push you, to be honest, and you can be an incredible light for them, and you can invite them to church, and then it's a wonderful experience. And I do not think that God ever wants us to feel less than, because I think that he's placed desires in our hearts. We need people from every field to bring people closer to the Lord.